Brown sits on the sidewalk leaning back against a mailbox as Lucy approaches.
What are you doing, Charlie Brown?
I'm waiting for Valentine.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you.
You'll need it.
You didn't have to say that.
Charlie rises and checks inside the mailbox. He sticks his arm in and digs around. Empty-handed, he removes his arm and closes the lid. He leaves and walks through a field. Wearing angel wings, Snoopy emerges from a bush. He readies a suction cup arrow into a bow and fires it. As Charlie walks, the arrow narrowly misses him and sticks into the ground. Snoopy fires more arrows, and all of them fail to hit Charlie. He marches up behind Charlie and taps him on the shoulder with an arrow. Charlie turns as Snoopy sticks the suction cup arrow onto his head and dances away. A title appears, Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown. Written and created by Charles M. Schulz, a Lee Mendelson, Bill Melendez production. Linus and Sally sit in a classroom.
She said my name. Did you hear that? Did you hear how she said my name?
Of course she said your name. She was calling the roll.
But it's more than that. I feel that Miss Othmore really likes me.
Don't be ridiculous. To her, you're just another student.
On the contrary, I have the feeling I'm somebody special. Yes, ma'am? You want me to pound the erasers? Yes, Miss Othmore. I'd be glad to.
Thrillsville.
See, I told you. Miss Othmore must like me. It's a privilege to be selected to pound erasers.
Linus walks off.
Some privilege.
Outside, Linus claps erasers together, making a cloud of dust.
This is a privilege and an honor.
Linus disappears inside a cloud of dust and collapses.
I could die from all this honor.
Charlie stands, staring at the mailbox. He opens the lid and feels around inside with both arms. Linus approaches, holding his blanket.
I think I could spend my whole life here and still never get a Valentine.
Valentine? That's it. I'll get Miss Othmore the biggest Valentine there is. That'll show her how I feel about her.
As Linus walks off, Charlie reaches into the mailbox. He shuts the lid and sits down under it. Elsewhere, Schroeder slouches playing his piano while Lucy leans against it, reading a book.
It says here that it is probable that the Valentine was the first of all greeting cards. The paper Valentine dates from the 16th century. By 1800, hand-painted copper plates were produced to meet the large demand. Get it, Schroeder? To meet the large demand for Valentine? Originally, Valentine's Day was set aside as a lover's festival. Oh, Schroeder, isn't that romantic? A lover's festival.
She smiles and stares at him, playing with her hair. She frowns and tosses the book.
Sometimes I think you don't realize that you could lose me. Are you sure you want to suffer the tortures of a memory of a lost love? Do you know the tortures of the memory of a lost love? It's awful! It will haunt you night and day! You'll wake up at night screaming! You can't eat! You can't sleep! You'll want to smash things! You'll hate yourself and the world and everybody in it! Are you sure you want to risk losing me?
She gazes at him over the shattered piano. In a candy store, Violet approaches Linus.
Wow, a heart-shaped box of candy. I'm buying a Valentine for Miss Othmore, my teacher.
It's kind of expensive, isn't it?
The amount of money that you spend on a present should be in direct proportion to the amount of affection that you have for that person.
Better be careful, Linus. It's not a good idea to fall in love with your teacher.
I didn't say I was in love with her. I merely said I'm very fond of the ground on which she walks.
Well, I have a problem too. What do you give a man teacher for Valentine's Day?
How about shaving lotion?
At the store counter, Violet approaches a heart-shaped sign that reads, I love you.
Do you have any heart-shaped shaving lotion?
Outside, the door slides open as Linus exits with a smile, holding the heart box. Sally watches him go as Violet exits and approaches her.
Did you see that?
What?
Did you see what Linus bought for me for a Valentine's Day present? Fantastic! I'll have to get him a good present, too. What can a girl get a young man that would be appropriate?
How about a bottle of heart-shaped shaving lotion?
Sally's eyes widen. On a sidewalk, Lucy approaches a sign that reads, Puppet Show Now Playing. She follows an arrow and sees another sign that reads, Special Valentine's Day Drama. Another sign reads, Action Romance Adventure. Snoopy naps inside a ticket booth as Lucy approaches.
One ticket, please.
Lucy whacks the booth, waking Snoopy.
One ticket, please.
She squeezes his snout. He pushes a button and tickets shoot out of a slot. He battles to contain them as they coil around him. Lucy yanks the tickets and he uncoils. She heads for a concession stand and Snoopy rushes in behind the counter to serve her.
Popcorn, please.
Snoopy grabs her items, juggles them, and offers them to her.
No, I said popcorn, please.
He fills a cup and offers it.
Would you please just give me some popcorn?
He pushes a button marked popcorn starter. He frowns and slams it repeatedly. The popcorn machine sucks him in, jolts him around, and ejects him along with some popcorn. He collects it into a box and serves it to Lucy. She walks to a rope line and a sign that reads, Please wait here. Snoopy races to her and ushers her to his doghouse. On top is a suspended stage curtain with the words, Puppet Theater, next show 1 p.m. Snoopy plays a gramophone and Charlie approaches the doghouse.
Today's drama is a love story.
Charlie moves beside Lucy and snaps his fingers. The stage curtain rises to reveal Snoopy, who holds up pink and blue hand puppets.
Theirs was a true love. The adventure began when they set off to the castle in their horse-drawn carriage. Wrapped in great coats and warm furs, the lovers held hands. Have you ever been to one of these shows before?
No, I can't say that I have.
Then perhaps I should warn you about this first scene.
What first scene?
Water splashes onto her.
When the carriage crosses the swollen river. Through the forest, race the lovers in their carriage.
Snoopy performs.
How do you like the show so far?
It's pretty good, I guess.
Across the bridge and up the muddy road.
Muddy road?
Blobs of mud hit Lucy.
Down the road and through the canyon. Suddenly, the earth rumbled. It was an avalanche.
Avalanche?
Garbage rains over her.
Are you sure you want to see the rest of the show?
What can happen that is worse?
Suddenly, the lovers in their carriage are attacked by bandits.
Snoopy pummels Lucy with bandit hand puppets.
As the lovers fled inside the castle, thunder rolled overhead, and it began to rain.
Oh, no!
Snoopy pours water over Lucy with a watering can, and she runs away.
The lovers embrace. True love has conquered.
Hey,
there's another performance this evening.
Remind me not to come.
Soaked and dirty, Lucy storms off. Now, Schroeder addresses the class while standing next to a box.
Each pupil will bring the valentines that he wants to give and will drop them in this box.
I have a question. Do they have to be store-bought or can they be homemade?
If you think you can make your own, by all means, please feel free to do so. I agree. Sometimes if you really like someone, a homemade Valentine is very special.
Boy, here's my chance to get a Valentine. In this big class, somebody is sure to give me a Valentine.
Later, Sally stands at a table with red paper, scissors, and ink as she struggles to shape a sheet of paper. She scowls and tosses it.
just can't do it. I can't fold anything. I can't cut anything. I don't know how to paste.
What's the trouble, Sally?
I'm trying to make Linus a Valentine. You should see the big box of candy that he bought me. I've got to give him something that's just as good.
Why don't you make him a Valentine with your own hands?
What do you think I've been trying to do? I can't even draw a good heart.
Here, let me show you. You get a piece of paper, fold it, and cut out a heart like this.
He cuts a heart-shaped hole. Sally folds a sheet of paper and cuts. She unfolds the sheet, revealing a hole in the shape of a three-leaf clover.
Try again, Sally.
As Sally cuts, Snoopy approaches. She opens up the paper, revealing a diamond-shaped hole. Charlie slaps his forehead. Snoopy grabs a sheet and folds it several times, cutting it up meticulously into several shapes. He reveals his creation, an arrangement of hearts, flowers, birds, and the word love that moves like a mechanical instrument.
Well, that is something you can do too, Sally. Let me try. You take some paper, fold it, like this. Then you cut some diamonds, hearts, moons. Then when you open it, you'll have something very nice.
Charlie unveils his creation, and it crumbles into pieces. Giggling, Snoopy takes a sheet of paper and cuts it into a heart. He shows it to Sally and Charlie and dashes off. Outside, Snoopy climbs onto a tree stump and knocks on Woodstock's nest. As Woodstock turns, Snoopy shoves the paper heart onto his beak. Elsewhere, a group of children enter a building where a sign over the door reads Birchwood School. Charlie trots down the hallway holding a briefcase and cradling Valentine's. He enters the class smiling.
Okay, everybody put your Valentine's in the box. Then we'll have our party and refreshments.
One by one, the kids deposit their Valentines into the box marked Valentines for Those We Love. Charlie taps Schroeder on the shoulder.
Did you see my name on any of those Valentines?
No, I haven't been paying any attention. What's that briefcase for?
Well, in case I get a lot of Valentines, I want to have something to carry them in.
Linus struggles to fit his heart-shaped box into the narrow slot of the Valentine box. He goes to Schroeder.
I can't get my Valentine in the box. Is it all right if I give it personally?
Miss Othmar, is it okay if Linus presents his Valentine personally? She says it would be delightful.
She said it would be delightful!
Linus passes Sally.
This is gonna be better than I expected.
I made it especially for you.
Oh, thanks.
He discards the Valentine with the letters S plus L and a red heart and leaves.
What happened? He forgot to give me my box of candy. He's bashful. Ooh, I'll get him later with a big smooch.
I wonder if one briefcase will be enough. Maybe I should have brought another one.
Okay. If you all sit down, we'll start passing out the Valentines.
Schroeder opens the box and passes out the Valentines to the kids.
One for Lucy and one for Violet. One for Pigpen, one for Laura, and one for Phil.
Hey!
Lucy holds a heart-shaped candy that reads, Hug Me.
Where's old Tom? One big one for Tom. Here. One for Monty. Where's Monty?
Schroeder passes Charlie.
One for Sally and one for Frida. One for Lee and one for Joanne. Joanne Lansing, where is she?
What does it say?
Sweet baby!
Frida and Sally read their candies.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach.
Snoopy performs behind her.
for the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as they turn from praise. I love thee with passion put to use in my old griefs, and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with the love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall love thee better after death.
Snoopy takes a bow and approaches Sally. He kisses her hand.
One for Evelyn, one for Pat. Where is Pat? Let's see. Here's one for Franklin.
Hey, how about one for Charlie Brown?
No, Charlie Brown, not yet. I haven't seen your name yet. One for Amy and one for Jill. Where's Jill? One for Linda and Sam. Where's Sam?
Has there been a mistake?
No, Charlie Brown. When I get one with your name, I'll let you know.
Look at that. Charlie Brown still hasn't received a Valentine. Did anyone send Charlie Brown a Valentine?
Who would waste a Valentine on stupid old Charlie Brown?
Charlie looks at a piece of candy in his hand that reads, "Forget it, kid," and makes a sour face. Now the Valentine box sits empty on a table.
Well, that's it. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Refreshments will be served in the back.
Are you sure there's none for me?
Yep, none.
Charlie approaches the empty box, looks inside, and turns it upside down. He slams it against the table. Charlie carries the box to the window and tosses it out.
Here's my chance. I better give Miss Othmar her Valentine's present.
Linus rushes with his box to the teacher's unoccupied desk.
If you're looking for Miss Othmar, she's gone.
Gone?
She left a minute ago for the parking lot.
Here comes Linus in the candy box. This is the big moment. My lover boy approaches with my Valentine. I think I'll pucker up.
Linus zooms past a puckering Sally.
What happened? Where is he? Perhaps he didn't see me. I had my eyes closed and he didn't see me. And my box of candy. He still has my box of candy! Where's he going with it?
Hey, you know that shaving lotion you advised me to buy for my teacher? I forgot he wears a beard.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Please.
Hey, where are you going with your box of candy?
I can't talk now. Miss Othmar's leaving.
Violet watches Linus rush out.
There he goes after Miss Othmar.
I just saw her go by with her boyfriend.
Sally peeks out the door.
Look at him! He's running to the parking lot! To Miss Othmar's car! With my box of candy! And there's Miss Othmar with her boyfriend! Boy, what will he do now? He's just a crazy mixed-up kid.
Outside, a car drives off with Linus running after it. He stops. Children cascade out of the school. Charlie trots down the sidewalk alone. Elsewhere, Linus, still clutching his box, approaches a footbridge arching over a stream. He hurries to the top of the bridge and opens the heart-shaped box of chocolates.
I spent all my money. I made a fool of myself. This one is for love!
He throws candy.
And this one is for Valentine's! This one is for romance! This one is for Elizabeth Barrett Browning! This is for How Do I Love Thee?
This is for...
At the foot of the bridge, Snoopy and Woodstock catch the thrown chocolates in their mouths. Briefcase in hand, Charlie approaches his mailbox. He opens it, looks inside, and pokes around. Frowning, he slams the lid shut and bangs his briefcase on top of the mailbox. He kicks it.
Ow! Ooh, ooh. Ow!
Fade to black. Daytime, in a field. Woodstock cuts up some paper with scissors, creating a heart shape. He skips away through the field, dragging the heart behind him. He wipes his brow, continuing to Snoopy's doghouse. Woodstock holds the heart in his mouth, flaps his wings, and launches skyward, flying over Snoopy, lying on the roof. Woodstock crashes next to him and knocks on Snoopy's feet. As Snoopy sits up, Woodstock pushes the heart over his nose. Laughing, Woodstock teeters toward the edge of the roof. He falls to the ground. Elsewhere, Charlie sits up in bed.
Well, another Valentine's Day has come and gone.
He climbs out of bed. Later, he leaves his house, passing by the mailbox. He stops, frowning as he looks up at it. He winds up for a kick, looks down at his foot, and backs off.
I'd give anything if that little red-haired girl had sent me a Valentine.
Hey, maybe she did send me one. Maybe she did send me a Valentine, and it didn't get here till today. Maybe it's in our mailbox right now. I'm afraid to look. If I look and there's nothing there, I'll be crushed. On the other hand, if she did send me a Valentine, I've got to look!
As Charlie peers into the mailbox, Snoopy pokes out and kisses him. Schroeder approaches.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Violet, Sally, Frida, and Lucy approach Charlie.
Charlie Brown, we've been feeling awfully guilty about not giving you a Valentine this year. Here, I've erased my name from this one. I'd like you to have it.
Hold on there. What do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? Where were you yesterday when everyone else was giving out Valentines? Is kindness and thoughtfulness something you can make retroactive? Don't you think he has any feelings? You and your friends are the most thoughtless bunch I've ever known. You don't care anything about Charlie Brown. You just hate to feel guilty. And now you have the nerve to come around one day later and offer him a used Valentine just to ease your conscience. Well, let me tell you something. Charlie Brown doesn't need your...
Don't listen to him! I'll take it!
Later, Charlie and Linus lean on a wall.
I guess I let Schroeder down, but it was my first Valentine, you know.
I didn't do too well either. Miss Othmar went off with her boyfriend. She never even knew I had a Valentine's gift for her.
Well, maybe it wasn't a total flop for me. At least they were showing a little thought for me. Even if it was a used Valentine, at least they care a little bit about me. Hey, maybe this is the start of a trend. Maybe this is a whole new trend for old Charlie Brown. Maybe this is the start of something big. Maybe next year I'll get a whole bunch of Valentines. Maybe next year I'll need 3 briefcases instead of 2. Maybe next year I'll even...
Happy Valentine's Day, Charlie Brown.
Fade to black. Snoopy stands atop his doghouse playing with hand puppets as credits appear. Directed by Phil Roman. Produced by Bill Melendez. Executive producer Lee Mendelson. Music composed and performed by Vince Guaraldi. Music supervised by John Scott Trotter. Credits continue. In cooperation with United Features Syndicate Incorporated and Charles M. Scholl's Creative Associates. The End. Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown. Copyright 1975, United Features Syndicate, Incorporated.